Oh, family, who cares more for us? Who demands more from us? It is people in our families who love us the most. It's people in our families who hurt us the most. The truth should not surprise us, because with a little reflection, it's clear that love and hurt are connected. In a famous essay on love, the author and teacher C.S. Lewis says, "If you want to protect your heart from pain, you must give it to no one. You must enter no serious relationships, not even with an animal. If you isolate yourself from all relationships, your heart will not feel pain. In time, however, we'll become incapable of feeling anything. And if we choose to withdraw ourselves from relationships, we also choose to isolate ourselves from love and from life." What C.S. Lewis makes clear is that in a movement by which we open ourselves to love is the same moment by which we open ourselves to pain. You can't have one without the other. Both thrive in a family. Mary discovered this in today's gospel that Deacon Dan proclaimed, read today for the Feast of the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph bring their child Jesus to the temple, and Simeon rejoices that he sees the Lord's Messiah as he holds Jesus in his arms. And then he says to Mary, "A sword will pierce your own soul." Simeon is telling Mary, "This child will hurt you." Why? Because Mary was a mother. And the same movement that opened her to a mother's love opened her to a mother's pain. Friends, every deep relationship, every family relationship, has these two essential components side by side, love and hurt. Although this is a sobering thought, it's also a freeing thought. It's a freeing thought because it frees us from unrealistic expectations. If you and I think we can love our parents or our spouse or our children or in our family and never be hurt, we're deluding ourselves. The only way we can save ourselves from hurt is to never love. Love and pain come together. So how do we live family? How do we make our way through these essential human relationships day after day, season after season, year after year? Only with realistic generosity. What do we mean by realistic generosity? Well, Paul's reading to the Colossians that Rick read today has a recipe for family harmony. Put on, as God's chosen ones, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And over all these, put on love, and most importantly, be thankful. Because we are all flawed, we need to make those allowances. And happiness depends upon our ability to overlook. To overlook some of the mistakes, some of the insensitivities, yes, to overlook some of the hurt. In a short letter to us in the Bible, James speaks to us very especially. He says, what do you need to do? Be quick to listen, be slow to speak, and be ready to overlook a lot. It's only with this can you and I move beyond the hurt, enjoy the real blessings of family life all the days of our life. Did you know the word family comes from the Latin word familus, which means slave or servant? And this word tells us that in successful families, each member must assume the attitude of service toward the others, toward parents, toward our siblings, to our extended family. How can I bless you with my love and consideration? So in this Feast of the Whole Family, God invites us to exercise realistic generosity. Every blessed family understands that if we can be generous enough day after day, time and time again, but it's the key to having love and to celebrate life in every way. And so as a family of God, let us call to mind our parish family prayer. It's kind of the model of who we are. God made us a family. We need one another. We love one another. We study together. We work together. We play together. We worship together. Together we hear God's word. Together we serve our God. Together we hope for heaven. These are our hopes and dreams and our ideals. Help us attain them, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and brother forever. And we ask this as the year ends and the new year begins. In God's name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.